Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby.
What is it that really stops people from achieving the level of success that they want to in this life? And for me, as I've thought about it and as I've experienced it and as I've spoken with some of the greatest leaders and the most successful entrepreneurs, it really comes down to this very thing that we're going to be talking about with the great Michelle Stratton. Michelle, how are you today?
Great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. You know, and I love spending time with you, Michelle, because you're not only an inspiring individual, you're a visionary, and you obviously have started and grown many, many successful companies. And as we talk today, we're going to be talking about how you really embrace the unknown and you put yourself out there in your personal life, in your professional life, and it's allowed you to achieve a whole different level of success. And so I want to start off by saying, Michelle, listen, you've owned and sold restoration companies, construction companies, you've had a clothing company, you've had a plumbing company, you have all these different companies, and obviously you didn't go to school for all those different areas. So what has it been that has allowed you to have the confidence to really jump into the unknown in so many different professions, so many different areas?
Well, for me, of course, having TK is a great support. And for me, I usually end up doing the back end of things, which it doesn't matter if you're selling clothing or plumbing or doing restoration, the back end's always the same as far as the banking and insurance and all of that. So that's like my forte. I can sit and do that, and I could do that for any company that, you know, needs to do it. And so for me, that's not really a scary risk. But as far as jumping in and trying all these things, I think I was taught at a really young age to do these things because my parents were both entrepreneurs. I worked for my parents who owned their own pharmacy for 30 years. So I worked for them. TK worked for his father that owned his own business. So I was just raised for whatever you had to do, you do it yourself, right? Like that's, you have to do it. And so for me, betting on myself is way more, it's way less risky, because I'm confident in my ability to figure it out no matter what it takes, especially with YouTube, right? Now you can like YouTube anything, you can figure it out. But I've always had confidence in my ability to figure things out regardless of what it is. So betting on me and taking that risk of trying new things is not scary whatsoever.
You know, that's interesting, Michelle, because so many people are the opposite of that, right? They want to bet on an employer. They want to bet on other people. But you said just growing up, your parents taught you to really bet on yourself and have your success be determined by you. And I know that your children are entrepreneurial as well. Is that what you've taught them? Is that what you know has been important to you that they understand as well?
100%. I think we make our kids do all the work, whatever needs to be done. You know, we also do properties as well and renovate properties. And so if the toilets need clean and trash needs picked up, we're taking the kids down there and we're making them pick up trash and clean the bathrooms and do all the stuff that they don't want to do, but is necessary to be done. And so part of that is to just teach them grit, hard work. I mean, some of my kids, they're still home and young. My oldest she's got a lot of grit. She's a hard worker. She's out knocking doors right now, selling pest control door to door. And she hasn't got a sale yet, but she's positive and confident in herself. And she's just doing the work, trying to figure out how to make sales. And so to see that with her is really great. And to know that she's doing good and she's not afraid to be out there on her own and to try it and take a risk, I think is a huge wonder. It's a wonderful thing to see that she's doing that so well.
I love that. I mean, here you are. I mean, you and TK have been exceptionally successful financially, but yet your children are out earning it for themselves, out doing what they need to do so that they can be successful. Because you know what? She could go do summer sales and she earns that money as opposed to you just writing a check and saying, go off to college, here you go.
Right. Yeah. Now, and that's, we've had to do that with each child. They're all different to figure out what works for them and what's a skill that they could do where they can do something that they're confident in to sell money. Just like Ella, my 15-year-old who knits beanies that are actually really awesome, or crochets beanies. And every time she does like a big sell of them, she'll make, you know, $1,200 or something selling beanies. And she has great confidence in her skill and ability to be able to do that, which helps her make money and learn that she can you know, she has, can trust herself to be able to accomplish whatever she needs to.
I love that. And so step one is you just take that jump knowing that you have the ability to make it turn out okay, that you have the ability to not only make it okay, but be exceptionally successful. I love that you said that Kinsley's out knocking doors. She hasn't had a sell yet, but she's optimistic and positive and knows that things are going to turn out well.
Yeah, and I think, I know a lot of people are scared. We have so many employees over the years that were never like, oh, I can't do this on my own. I never want to do it. I'd just rather get a paycheck every week. And to me, that's terrifying to work for someone else because you don't know what's happening in the back end. They could fire you tomorrow and you not know what's going on. Whereas if you're running the show and you're in control, you know exactly where you stand and what you need to work on. So to me, it's the confidence in yourself to be able to just take that risk.
Well, and Michelle, one thing that you really emphasized is that not only do you take that risk and you jump, but you also, you're not above doing any of the work. And I think sometimes when you get into corporate America, people like to be in an elevated status. They like to have a certain job title. They have to, you know, like to be perceived a certain way. But what's always amazed me about you, TK, and your family in general is none of you believe you're above cleaning the toilet. None of you believe you're above, you know, I'll go to job sites and TK will pick up a broom and he'll start cleaning right there. You know, he's not, he doesn't sit back and say, ah, somebody needs to clean up this trash. You know, he'll go over and he'll start picking up the trash and he never believes that he's above any work. You know, he's like, the job has to get done and I'll make sure I get it done.
Yeah.
And Michelle, is that part of believing in yourself that you're not, because so many people get caught up thinking, oh, I need to have this high level work or whatever, but you're of the belief that I'll just do whatever it takes to be successful.
Right. You just do. I don't even know if that comes down to self-worth or just like grit. Like there's times we're out, you know, out at a property late and we're ending up picking up trash or we put a bench together the other day because we're like, oh, we have this bench, we need to put it together, we'll just put it together really quick and toss the trash. Like it's just whatever needs to be done at that point. I love your wife, Cassie. I think I was just thinking of her quote the other day that successful people do it now. And That's just whenever something happens, I'm always like, okay, successful people do it now, I'll just send it or do whatever I need to do to just get it done so it's done. Instead of putting things off or justifying reasons not to do it or doing it later. Like it's just the part of that grit and grind, I think, of like, let's just get it done while we're here.
Right. And you know, and Michelle, so don't get caught up like, so whether you and TK are sitting down looking to secure a $50 million building or you're popping open an IKEA box to put some bench together, you're just like, it doesn't matter. It's all work and it's all got to get done. Don't get caught up in saying, I'm too good for this, I'm too good for that, but just get the work done.
Right. Yeah.
But Michelle, I also believe that's why people want to work with you and TK as well, because you're not only willing to put yourself out there to be successful, but you respect other people and you don't think you're better than anyone else. And I'm curious, why is that? Because there are a lot of people that are exceptionally successful that aren't very nice to be around. So what is it that you believe? Now, obviously, you'll quickly deflect all of this because that's who you are. But what is it that has caused you to not only be willing to put yourself out there, be willing to be vulnerable, but yet at the same time have this level of kindness towards other people?
Well, that's at the end of the day, right? Everything we do, whether it's our business, our employees, the deals TK is doing, everything starts and ends with people at the end of the day, and everything's relationship based. And I mean, we learned in the restoration world that that world's small, whether it's other restoration companies or insurance companies or insurance adjusters, that world's really small. And if you start burning bridges and start putting yourself on a pedestal, it's going to, you know, catch up with you really quick. And I think that happens with any area of life. It's just, we're all human beings trying to do the best we can. And I don't, part of it is the insatiable fear of failure, right? Like, we haven't achieved the goals we want to be at yet. So we don't think that we've gotten there yet. We're still grinding and driving towards more goals that we've set for ourselves to improve and progress. And so I don't see why we would ever think that we are above anyone else.
You know, it's a powerful principle to, in your, you know, we get so caught up in being driven or accomplishing certain goals that sometimes a lot of people are willing to step on other people in the process. And some people even believe that you have to step on other people to a certain degree to get that. But that's not of your belief. Why?
Maybe part of that's just the way we were raised. I don't know. We're both from really small towns. So maybe that's part of the reasoning, right? Small town people, everyone knows everyone, and you got to be nice to everyone because it's a small town. So that may be part of it, but it's not in our nature, either one of us, to ever belittle anyone or put ourselves above anyone else. I don't see how that serves anyone at any time in their life, whether you are a billionaire or not, or, you know, a successful business owner. I just don't see how that ever serves you to treat people that way.
Well, I also think you, both you and TK have a great memory. And so you remember what it was like to have nothing. You remember what it was like to, you know, to just scrap and try and make things work. And so when you see somebody else that might be in that similar situation, you are more of a cheerleader than you are, you know, someone who's being critical of somebody else or, you know,
complimenting.
Or
I think that's part of it for sure, because we definitely went through like a baptism of fire and, you know, almost losing our business, almost losing our house, like all these things where we could barely afford groceries. Like we started from ground zero and built this business, and we had to learn through the school of hard knocks to get where we got. And so we have nothing but the greatest respect for anyone that tries to improve their life and get better, because everyone, it's possible for anyone to do that. I mean, you saw with our restoration company, how many employees we had who would have never gone and started their own business. And after we sold, multiple employees went and started their own business and were confident and comfortable enough now with the tools we've given them throughout the years to do it on their own. And we had multiple employees that started just creating because of what you had taught us with all the different, you know, mindsets and verbiage and all of the pillars that we've learned. And we taught our employees, we had multiple employees that got out of debt or paid off credit cards or bought new cars or were able to get into a nicer house because of what they were learning with that community that we had built. And it's really great to be able to help one another. I mean, everything we do when we were doing restoration, it was wonderful because we got to fix people's houses and make their stuff newer and nicer and help people along the way. And it starts and ends with people at the end of the day. So why not try and make everyone better?
I love that. That is awesome. Now, but how do you have, now I love that drives you. I love that wanting to make other people's lives better absolutely drives you, and I know it does, and I've seen it. And as you are putting yourself out there, you're not only risking things for yourself, you know, you have your family, there's so much that you put at risk. So how have you been able to put yourself out there continuously? Because you're putting yourself out there all the time, Michelle. I mean, like, you're looking at, you know, securing another apartment building, another complex, or whatever it is, starting another business, buying a business, all of that takes risk. What is it within you that continues to allow yourself to not just stop and say, okay, I'm done. It's your birthday coming up, right? Can't you just say, okay, it's my birthday, I've done enough, I'm just gonna pause and golf the rest of my life?
Every once in a while, I think that's tempting to just be like, gosh, can I?
What causes you to keep pushing and driving? Sorry, I was just saying, what causes you to keep pushing and driving and putting yourself out there again and again and again?
You know, there are, it's funny because just like a couple weeks ago, I was like, man, what would it be like to be a stay-at-home mom? What would that be like? And granted, I work at the office twice a week, and I do work from home most of the time, and I'm really flexible with my schedule with what I do, and I hit soccer games and schedules, and I make all the things.
But okay, let me stop you. Okay, I'm stopping you for a second real quick, because I've seen your mom's schedule, okay? And so you are a full-time mom. I've seen your mom's schedule. You're a full-time mom and a full-time business owner. And so it's like, you think when you say to yourself, oh, what would it be like to be a stay-at-home mom? You are a stay-at-home mom. You're just a stay-at-home business owner too.
Right. But to just have that, the only be able to focus on my kids and not have like three other squirrels in my head running around trying to, you know, figure out, and I got to order this and I forgot to do this and I got to send this insurance quote in and all these things that are constantly going through my mind of all that I need to do for all the other deals.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know, because full confession here, I do have a lot of ADHD myself, right? I have a lot going on and thinking about a lot of things at one time. So I actually went to the doctor a couple of weeks ago and I said, look, I think you need to medicate me. he's like, why do I need to medicate you? And I said, listen, I've got so many things going on at one time that I need some help focusing, right? I said, I can literally be running two meetings at the same time. I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. I really could probably benefit from some medication to help me focus on one. And he says, well, it sounds like it's working really well for you. I said, well, it is, but I think, and he goes, I don't think I'd take any medication. I think you're wired just the right way for you. And Michelle, I'd say the same thing for you as well, right? Because if you were at the soccer game and you didn't have those additional squirrels in your mind, then, you know, you would probably, it just won't work, right? You'd be bored. So everybody's wired differently. Everybody's wired differently. But the one thing that I do believe is that everyone could push themselves a little bit harder, a little bit more. And Michelle, that's why I love talking to you, because I want you to share with us what, even when you have those moments and you pause and you go, you know, maybe we shouldn't just keep pushing ourselves out there, right? Because you have enough to retire. You can live comfortably. You could just go sit on a beach somewhere, but you're like, no, we're going to continue. Now I know for a fact that a lot of that motivation comes from blessing the lives of other people. You love doing that. You love building teams. You love seeing families, you know, prosper and so forth. But what is it within you that you could tell other people to say, okay, here's something you can do to really put yourself out there a little bit more so that you can push a little bit harder so that you're not falling into that complacency spot?
I think what's fascinating, you know, it makes me think of the other day, there was a girl that would come up that was, she was newly married and she was pregnant and she was kind of complaining and exhausted. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do this with another kid. And my husband's working and I'm working. And I said, oh, honey, it's just going to get worse. Like, it's not getting better. I said, but what's fascinating is you realize that your capacity to handle more and to do more increases, right? So like, this didn't all happen at once. This has been a long 20-year process of baptism by fire. Like, part of it was you had to do it or your kids didn't eat. So it was like, okay, we're going to work till 11 o'clock at night because I got to get this stuff done. And then that programmed me a certain way of just the grind to work harder to accomplish the goals that we've set. And to me, it's fascinating to see, even though I get so overwhelmed sometimes with all the lists and the 5 email accounts that I have and all the people that need things, I kind of thrive off that chaos, right? It's, I think Dan calls it chaotic. It's like organized chaos. I have a lot of organized chaos because I'm very orderly, but there's just a lot going on. But I kind of thrive in that because I'm like, do you know how much I got done today? Like, look at all that I was able to do. Like, you go through and look at like what I was able to check off in like a 5-hour period of just sitting down and working. And it's like, man, I could do more. What else could we do? Like, what else can we do while we're here? You know, and I think that's really important with children too, which I know it was a learning curve for me. And I'm sure you saw this with kids, is how smart kids are, right? We think they're just babies and they're not like paying attention and they're not smart. But from a young age, these kids are so smart. They're able to read people, body language, emotions, tonality. Like, they are able to pick up on all that stuff. And I just don't think we challenge our kids enough or push them hard enough. And so for me, it's one of my challenges is trying to find enough hard things for my kids to do. Like, I want them to do hard things. And so my kids, I mean, at my house, they do the dishes, they do the laundry, they clean the yard, they water the plants, they bring in the boxes, they break them down. Like, they pretty much do everything in that house. If something needs done, I'm making one of my kids do it, because now it's programmed in them that they just know, like, well, you're not getting Wi-Fi time if the laundry's not done, your room's not clean, this one's done, then sorry. Like, those are things that have to be accomplished. And so seeing that now, especially with Kinsley, granted she's the oldest, so she got the brunt of the hard, but now she's got so much grit. That girl is a hard worker. I'll have to have you call her and do a little podcast with her now that she's knocking doors and see how she's doing. But
oh, I love that.
But she's a hard worker. She works harder than a lot of my employees. She'll do whatever. She'll go 24 hours if she needs to. She's like an Energizer bunny, but it's just been programmed into her that you just, that's what you do, what you gotta do.
Well, in that push, that drive that you're instilling in your children, they will love you for it. I mean, I know personally, Cassie is the absolute best at pushing. She pushes me, but she also pushes our children. And yeah. So I'm a little more lax in pushing the kids than Cassie. Cassie pushes them, drives them, and they love her for it. They absolutely love her for it. And so it's so important to remember that. And I love that as you think to yourself and everyone listening going, okay, what can I do to push myself just a little bit? Because when we do that, it's amazing to see the results that follow.
Yeah, there's a really good book. I think it's called We, Me, Be, Do or something like that. But it's a guy that talks about kind of habits. His job was to go, he was a fixer. So like when they wanted to sell the house that JonBenet Ramsey was killed in, right? Like, they had that house. They brought him in and they're like, what do we do with this house? He's like, you got to plow it to the ground. It's got to be plowed down and you got to do something else. There's too much like bad juju, whatever, around this house. You got to start over. You know, he was called to all these. He was 9/11. He was called out. How do we handle this? What do we do? Like, he's just like this big fixer. And so it was a really interesting book to read. But as his kids got older, he used to take them out to all his jobs with him. He'd take turns with them. But I remember him talking about how, kind of like the power of habits, right? You start, I think the best way to start this, because it is super scary if you've only been ever like employee mindset, and you've done the 9-to-5 and you're used to like vacation time where you turn off your phone and you don't want to look at work for 2 weeks. And it's a really different mindset, because I work all the time, anytime, beach, wherever I'm at, I'm on my, if I need to call or send an email, I call and send an email. And so his whole thing was start with one thing. You start one goal. And instead of like, I'm going to do 50 push-ups every night, he's like, no, do one. One push-up every night, because you can accomplish that. That's achievable, right? For people that really need help with that push to start. Okay, one push-up a night. So he challenged this kid to do that. And so that kid started doing one push-up a night. When he checked in with him like 3 months later, the kid was like, I'm up to 50 push-ups a night, 100 sit-ups, and I write in my journal every night before bed.
Wow.
He was like, oh, all that from just do one push-up a night. And it's because creating a habit and being able to accomplish that habit automatically pushes you to do more, right? So like anyone that goes to the gym knows, like once you start going to the gym, you subconsciously start making better eating habits without even like making that conscious decision.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, I'm working out, so I should probably not have that cookie.
Right.
Because why am I working out? And so then you start watching what you're eating as you're going to the gym. And then all of a sudden you start like writing in a journal more and just all those things, just your ability to handle more as you realize you can accomplish these things, it grows.
That momentum is real. And I love that. I love that's how the last thing I would ask you, you know, Michelle, what's the last thing as we're wrapping up today, would you share with the audience about putting yourself out there? And I think you just nailed it, is doing just one thing. Just what is one way you can put yourself out there a little bit more? Just one way.
Right.
Oh, Michelle. What's that? No, I think you're right on. I mean, I think you nailed it. It's just exactly right. What can you do? And so as people are listening today and as we're wrapping up, I think the key is, what is that one thing that each of you can do to put yourself out there a little bit more and watch, as you said, Michelle, watch the momentum follow.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Michelle, thank you for taking the time with us. Your insights are always so appreciated and spot on. It's great being with you. And yes, we need to get Kinsley on a future podcast and check in with her. Her drive and insights are awesome. So anyway, thanks for being with us, Michelle.
Yeah, good to see you.
All right, take care. Bye now.